Yeah, it was funny. I was, you know, a first year student, happily minding my own business, getting ready to try to pick a summer job. Bill and I had gone to school together. Bill dropped out. We had stayed in touch. I actually went up and visited Bill up in Seattle the summer before I started at Stanford. And I was trying to make the final call on a summer job, and Bill called and said, "Hey, look, Steve, geez, how you doing? Gosh, things getting complicated here. We need a business person. What about you?" And I said, "Well, Bill, you know, I'm in school." And he said, "Too bad you don't have a twin." And I said, "Yeah, too bad. Goodbye." And then I thought about it overnight. And I said, "Well, geez, Bill's the smartest guy I ever met." And I, you know, I can't say everybody I've ever worked with earlier at Procter & Gamble, others were the smartest guy I'd ever met. And I didn't know much about computers, and I didn't know much about software, really. I'd written a couple programs in college and high school. But I said, I should at least check this out. And I called him up, and I said, "Look, I'm going to go check out these other summer jobs, but then I'll come visit you." And ultimately, what I wound up deciding was it was terribly low risk. I could go, if things weren't working out by the end of the summer, he'd fire me, and I'd go back to Stanford Business School. That didn't sound too terrible. If things didn't work out long term, they still have a spot for me, I think, if I want to go back and finish my MBA. It's just not that high risk when you get right down to it. I didn't have any bills. I didn't have any family. I didn't, you know, what was the risk? And so I said, "I'm dropping out." And my friends, many of them, thought I was nuts. There's a couple of professors who are still over there who told me I was nuts. And I wound up, after a month, I agreed with them. I told Bill, "I'm quitting. I'm going back to Stanford." And Bill said, "No, you're not. You don't get it." And our motto is something he actually said to me to get me to stay. He said, "Steve, you don't get it. We're going to put a computer on every desk in every home. You didn't drop out of business school to be the bookkeeper of a 30-person company." Got me to stay, and, you know, in a sense, you could say after that point, I never really looked back. It wasn't what I saw for myself. When I went to Stanford, I would have told you I would have been a consultant, an investment banker, or I would have gone to work for a big company. In fact, I was interviewing for summer job with Ford, where my dad had worked. And so I thought of myself more as a big company guy, and 29 years later, I'm a big company guy.
Right, different.